الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. The abundance of time that we have during these days of the month of Ramadan, or perhaps because so many of us are at home this particular year during this blessed month, can either be an incredible
وفرحة عند لقاء ربه, a joyous moment when he meets with his Lord. If we just spend a moment and reflect on that, we think the fact that a believer at the time of opening his fast, breaking
the fast, فانفلق فكان كل فرق كالطود العظيم وأزلفنا ثم الآخرين.
أعوذ بالله السميع من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعدوان إلا على الظالمين والعاقبة للمتقين. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. الحمد لله. I want to welcome you all back to Quran 30 to 30. Inshallah ta'ala, tonight we have a special guest, Ustaz Ruhi Tahir, who's with us today, who's written some of the beautiful pieces on spirituality, alhamdulillah, at Yaqeen, on Tawbah, on repentance, on Tawakkul, on
Reliance. Ask Allah for your hajah, for yourself, for your family members, for your fellow believers, for all of those who have shown you kindness in your life. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show mercy upon them, to grant their prayers and their hajah.
The Ottoman period, but certainly it draws on kind of pre-Ottoman influences. So the first step in becoming a calligrapher is to approach an existing master. And for the student, this is actually the most important step in, you know, maybe in the rest of his career, because once you choose a master in calligraphy, you can never go to another master.
I want to speak about it from the perspective of the one who actually is sick, the one who is in bed, going through some sort of fever, going through some sort of illness, whether they're in a hospital or at home. What is their status with Allah at that moment? And what role do the angels play in accompanying that person as they're in that situation? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that when a person is sick, Allah sends two angels to accompany that person in their illness. So as you're laying in bed, you have a special two angels that come and they reside.
Allahu Akbar.